Thank you. This is tonight's meeting of the Pacifica Foundation's National Finance Committee for August 24th, 2010. R. Paul, could you please take the roll?
Yes.
Thank you.
Alonzo Brown. Mike Jones.
Present.
Hey, Mike.
Alberto Luera.
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. Simon Pius. Summer Reese.
Present.
Gracie Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Here.
Don Wanger.
Here.
LeVarn Williams.
Present.
Bruce Wolf.
Here.
Okay, Bruce. One, three,
did,
four,
did you call my name? Because I had to put it on mute.
Who's this?
Alonzo.
Alonzo, yes. Okay, Alonzo is here. Simon Pius.
Thank you.
Simon Pius is not. Okay, so we have 10 people. That's quorum.
Fantastic. Thank you so
great.
Much. All right, we'll set the agenda for the open session. Will be approval of last meeting's minutes and the minutes prior to that for the previous meeting. So we'll do two meetings worth of minutes this evening. And a presentation by LeVarn Williams, CFO, and a discussion of the budget to actual numbers for KPFA as we are working on getting the KPFA budget on tap. And then we will have an executive session to cover matters relative to KPFA and KPFK's budgets and election costs. And if there's no objection to that as the open agenda, I guess I'm the closed. Are there any objections?
Okay. Arlene just tuned in.
Ah, thank you, Arlene. Okay, thank you for joining.
Yeah, I have to leave.
No problem.
In about an hour and 10 minutes.
That's all right. I think we're going to probably have a somewhat short public session this evening and an executive session. So that's fine. When you have to leave, don't worry.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay, so if there are no objections, well, that will set the agenda. And R. Paul, if you could go ahead and proceed with the last meeting, the most recent meeting's minutes, and then the one before that, so we can get those approved as well. I'd appreciate it.
Okay, let me grab that stuff. Let's see. Let's get it to 7:26 and 8:03.
Our last
them
meeting,
up and I dropped them out. Oh, that was good. 7:27.
I think actually it was It was right at the beginning of August. It was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, 8-3.
8-3. There you go.
7:27 and 8-3.
There you go. Fantastic. Okay. Right, because we were close together, 1 week
that
apart that time.
Stuff here. I had them up and I dropped them. But now I've got it.
Thank you so much. That's what you get for being secretary, having too many
things
at once on your computer.
All right. draft minutes for the regular National Finance Committee meeting, July 27, 2010. Meeting convened by the secretary at 8:48 p.m. Eastern Time, a quorum being present, the chair being absent, and the secretary being present. Attending, Alonzo Brown, Alberto Luera, R. Paul Martin, Simon Pius, Summer Reese, Gracie Rosenberg, John Wanger, LeVarn Williams, Bruce Wolf. Agenda, 1, CFO report, 2, John Wanger issues. A, do any other stations have the assistant GM position? Ours might be called assistant to the GM, but whatever. B, since I am the new kid in the block, I would love to look at the draft budgets from the other stations. I may have them in my email, but I don't call any others than Houston. C, I am particularly interested in news departments. LA's has shrunk to one person. How many are there in each of the news departments around the network? D, Arbitron ratings. Does each station get them? I propose to share ours with the rest of you to enable comparative analysis. LA needs to increase listenership, and I would like to know how each of you obtains most of your listeners so that we might consider importing your best practices to LA. E, our LSB voted last year to increase our Arbitrons to the highest level of granularity support analyses. I believe we pay for and get quarter-hour numbers for every hour of the week. I say believe because our interim GM has refused to provide them to our LSB when we passed a motion asking him to provide us with accounts at myarbitron.com so that we can see all of our data. How can the NFC help us get our own Arbitrons from our uncooperative GM? Arlene, would you please ask him to cooperate with our LSB? If that fails, would you please order him to work with our LSB? F, metrics of management fatness. I would like us to develop metrics of the management fraction of payroll, station by station and department by department. These would support interstation comparisons and might prove illuminating, particularly toward the goal of identifying best practices. G, what is the NFC process for dealing with unbudgeted hires? 3, allowing non-LSB members to participate in LSB Finance Committee executive session meetings for question of whether stations are being double-billed for sending directors to PNB meetings. The secretary convened the meeting at 8:48 p.m. Eastern Time and noted that the chair was absent. The secretary asked if anyone would act as chair pro tem. Alberto Luera volunteered to chair the meeting. There was no objection, and Alberto Luera took the chair at 8:50 p.m. Eastern Time. The chair pro tem announced that the people from KPFK were not available at this meeting and that the CFO had suggested that the committee meet next week to deal with the KPFK budget. Motion, Alberto Luera, to adopt the agenda. Passed without objection. CFO report, 9:02 p.m. Eastern Time. CFO LaVarne Williams reported that we are now in the fourth quarter of FY10 and that this was always a time of pressures on cash flow in Pacifica. She noted that stations were holding shorter on-air fundraisers in August. She said that KPFK would hold its fall fundraiser in September and that the other stations would hold theirs in October. She noted that WBAI and WPFW had the worst cash flow problems and couldn't meet some expenses. Each station is devoting some part of a day to raising money for the Pacifica Radio Archives. She reported that Executive Director Arlene Engelhart wants a freeze on all hiring and wants to cut back on consultants and those providing outside services, and she wants to look at discretionary funding. Each station needs a reserve. We have to pay past due major invoices. With WBAI, that includes rent. There are serious cash flow issues, and we need to conserve. We need to think about the mission. The CFO said that she wanted the committee's buy-in. Summer Reese took the chair at 9:11 p.m. Eastern Time. In response to a question, the CFO said that WBAI had not yet paid its tower rent for July and had not yet paid the rent on its studios for June and July. She noted that WBAI also owed the National Office for Health Benefits and that the station's postal meter had to be paid on Monday so that invoices could be sent out. WBAI owes about $130,000 altogether. The CFO said she'd send a list of payables to the committee. The CFO said that the executive director would send out a memo about hires, that general managers would be hired, but all hires would have to be approved by the executive director. The committee discussed the possibility that some hires have been made despite the hiring freeze. The committee discussed stations pitching on each other's air and how KFCF is credited with pledges. John Wanger issues, 9:31 p.m. ET. Each of these starts out with one of the agenda listings that I read. So I'm
yeah, don't reread
those.
The agenda listings. Go ahead and just the subject if you can.
Yeah, regarding assistant GMs, the answer was that some stations do, others don't, and some have people doing more than one job, and those people might be considered assistant general managers. Regarding seeing all the draft budgets, it was pointed out that so far only KPFT and the Pacifica Radio Archives had submitted draft budgets. Others are being worked on. The CFO said she'd send out personnel information. I reminded the committee that such information is confidential. Asking about news departments, the committee members related what they knew of the news departments at their stations. Some issues would have to be discussed in executive session. Regarding Arbitron ratings, KPFK is paying $21,000 a year for Arbitrons. WBAI is not getting Arbitrons at all, and other stations are getting some. The CFO gets copies of what the stations get. The chair said that the PNB should have a policy statement on this, and she'd like information on what we're paying. Requests for Arbitron data from GMs. This was discussed briefly. The chair said that the PNB may need a motion on this. Fraction of budget going to management salaries. Committee members told what they knew of their management numbers. A pie chart was suggested. The process for dealing with unbudgeted hires. Members related what they knew. The CFO said that the executive director would be sending out a memo on this. WBAI and WPFW were discussed briefly. It was pointed out that some of this information is confidential, allowing non-LSB members in executive sessions of finance committees. R. Paul Martin brought up that the WBAI-LSB Finance Committee had passed the following motion, quote, "The Finance Committee asks the LSB to allow the Finance Committee members to be able to go into executive session with the understanding that members will have to sign a confidentiality agreement and be subject to the same conditions as LSB members," unquote. Question of whether or not this was allowed by Pacifica policy or if it was a good idea was debated. It was revealed that all the stations have different policies regarding the composition of the local finance committees, and one station had had a finance committee at all. The confidentiality of salaries was discussed. It was suggested that this matter needs to be discussed more and that a motion might be brought to the next meeting. Question about stations being double-billed for sending directors to meetings, 10:36 p.m. The question was raised if stations were being double-billed for their participation in PNB meetings because they have to budget sending directors to the PNB meetings, but they already pay central services fees. The use to which central services fees are put and why the cost of sending directors to PNB meetings is separate were explained. A desire to discuss the matter more in executive session was expressed. It was noted that two stations aren't making central services payments. The national office gets 93% of its revenue from central services payments, and so far in FY10 it has gotten $1.4 million in central services and has had to face $1.7 million in expenses. It was noted that Pacifica will have to refile its 990 forms because some minor things were missed in the audit, but the numbers remain the same. Motion, summaries, that the committee meet on August 3rd and 24th, and that we schedule an executive session for each. Pass without objection. Motion, LaVarne Williams to adjourn. Pass without objection. Adjourned 11:09 p.m. Eastern Time, submitted by R. Paul Martin, Secretary. So that's July 24th.
Thank you
You're
so much, R. Paul.
Man.
Are there any changes or objections to the minutes as read for the July 27th meeting?
He's just incredible, that's all.
I know, isn't he fantastic?
Yeah,
and I'm so glad you're on our committee is really all I can say. All right, so if there are no changes, amendments, or objections, then please note the minutes are approved without objection. And then let's go ahead and do the next week's meetings, which will bring us up to speed, at least on the most recent ones. And then we can go on with the rest of the agenda. But actually, you know, I think this is helpful. It's nice knowing what happened shortly before you did this to remind everyone what we were working on, you know? That's the one helpful thing.
This next one is much shorter.
Excellent. Please, proceed.
Draft minutes for the regular National Finance Committee meeting, August 3rd, 2010. Meeting convened at 8:39 p.m. Eastern Time, a quorum being present, the chair and secretary being present. Attending, Alonzo Brown, Mike Jones, Alberto Luera, R. Paul Martin, Summer Reese, Tracy Rosenberg, Alex Steinberg, John Wanger, LaVarne Williams, Bruce Wolfe. Also attending were Arlene Engelhart, Executive Director, and Anthony Iberola, Business Manager of KPFK. Agenda, KPFK budget. There was a short discussion, which I misspelled. I wrote shot discussion. Well, instead of that. I unconsciously editorialized, I think.
Yes.
There was a short discussion of the request by the WBAI-LSB's Finance Committee to allow non-LSB members to participate in executive session meetings after signing confidentiality agreements. The chair said that it should be brought up at a PNB meeting. KPFK budget, 8:59 p.m. Eastern Time. The committee discussed the draft KPFK FY11... left out the word budget. I'm putting it in right now. Budget. With KPFK business manager Anthony Iberola, the draft projected an increase in pledges during on-air fundraisers from $3.3 million to $3.450 million, with a projected fulfillment rate of 80%. The projected net was about $2.8 million. It was noted that FY10 actuals were coming in lower than budgeted. Pitching was estimated to be about 75 days. The committee discussed these issues in detail. The CFO said she'd get the committee some more information. The CFO noted that gross salaries would be about $60,000 higher than for FY10. This was discussed. It was agreed to ask Mr. Iberola to the executive session meeting. Motion, Summer Reese, to adjourn to an executive session meeting. Passed without objection. Adjourned, 10:34 p.m. Eastern Time, submitted by R. Paul Martin, Secretary.
Thank
That's
you.
It.
Okay, are there any changes, amendments, or objections to these minutes, Ezra?
Yes.
Okay, is that John Winger?
It is.
Please, go ahead.
Anthony Iberola presented the budget of the KPFK management team, not of the KPFK LSB, which has still to meet to consider amendments, etc.
Thank you. That's a good distinction. I hadn't heard. Had you read LSB, R. Paul?
Let me
No, he didn't say LSB.
Oh,
he just said KPFK.
Okay.
KPFK
budget.
And I just wanted to clarify that that's step one of the process is that management prepares it and then it goes to the LSB for amendments.
That is true. So, yeah, I guess it would be, you know, and that's one of the problems because all of these budgets have been coming to the NFC before they've really properly gone through their local channels because that budget is raw and unworked on.
Okay. Now, on the other hand, we've phrased it that way for past budgets, and I think
you could just put preliminary KPFK budget because that's really
draft.
There you go.
Preliminary
yeah,
draft.
It is a draft. I mean, because it has not gone through any of the processes
yeah.
necessary to approve
it. Says draft KPFK FY11 budget.
There you go. So I think that's fine because draft is
okay.
You know, that's truly what it is. It's the first draft.
Well,
so,
quick comment about that. The process that Lavarne sent me. Does lay out a bunch of steps there, and I think that as a question of process improvement, that we should when we have the ability to make distinctions of what step we are in the process, that we should just for the sake of clarity. I mean, these minutes are just the best I've ever heard. So I don't mean this as a criticism. I'm talking about this as a process improvement, and
sure.
So that's my point. But anyhow, I don't want to bedevil the point.
Why don't we just put management's draft KPFK budget, okay? And that's perfectly clear. That was the budget drafted
sure.
by management without yet having gone through the local finance committee or the LSB. So it hasn't had its governance process applied to it at all yet. So I think
okay,
that
so
would
be the committee discussed the management draft KPFK FY11 budget.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I think that's really the distinction that John's
Perfect.
Looking for, and that's accurate, and it doesn't change our minutes in any other, you know, I mean, it doesn't alter them in some inaccurate fashion. It's a slight bit more of detail than we've included in previous minutes, but yes, your minutes are fantastic, R. Paul. So. Anyway, so with that change then, are there any other changes or suggestions or objections to the minutes as read? And hearing none, will you please mark them as approved, R. Paul?
Yep, I'll post them.
Thank you so much. All right. Before we proceed with the agenda, let me interject. I wanted to ask Arlene, since she joined us after we had approved the agenda. Arlene, would you like to make an executive director report for the Finance Committee this evening? Oh, she's got us on mute. Okay. Well,
she's muted.
That's fine. Well, obviously, if she wants to, we'll just go ahead and fit that in there. And the other thing
I think I was muted.
There you are. Hi. Would you?
Okay.
Did you want to give any sort of report this evening? I that's up to you.
I don't have a lot to add. The only thing that I might mention is that because Lavarne has been out sick, we've been a little delayed on working on some of the aspects of the KPFA budget, but we are supposed to go to work on that Thursday morning, full speed ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, no problem. We got that worked out with the agenda, so we're prepared for that. Thank you
yeah.
so much.
Okay.
So probably more on maybe in the executive session on the questions and answers, so we'll try to get to that as expeditiously as we can. And the other thing is, I think before we break for the executive session, I would like just a quick roundup from each of the signal areas, an update as to where you are in terms of progression on your budget. KPFT, we'll need to schedule that for the next agenda, is the only one ready to actually be approved by NFC, but I would like us to get a fast report and update because we are almost at the end of our fiscal year, so we should know where everyone's at, and I had not added that to the agenda. So, but that being said, I think we could go on and move to Lavarne. Lavarne, if you're ready to go ahead and give us your report and discuss the budget to actual for KPFA, that would be great. Thank you.
First I just want everyone to... Do you have the budget, the year-to-date results up on your computer screen, or you have it in hard copy?
Not every single one of us. I'm not in front of a computer.
Okay. So first, I just a summary report. I sent my summary report that I sent to the PNB. I sent it out to all of you guys. I guess it was week before last, Friday the 13th. And just I can go over briefly.
Thank you. Please, also for the stream, it's always good to go over
right.
the public to, so people can know what we're talking about.
Again, so with the Pacifica Foundation, you know, we still see signs of that we hopefully can get to a point where with the new budget and with some actions in place to start limiting spending that we can reverse the results of July year to date. And again, the month of July is there's usually no fundraising, so therefore the results will always are even budgeted. If we look at the total results for the year, you can see that they are budgeted for the month of July to have to actually be in a deficit. So, but on a July year-to-date basis, basically, the deficit reflects the shortfall primarily in listener support. And while the expenses are about along at a budgeted level, and this means that the negative trend, as stated last month, include raising the fulfillment rates at WBAI, reducing and monitoring salaries and headcount at KPFA, and successfully executing late summer fund drives at all stations and implementing a fund drive day dedicated to the Pacifica Radio Archives. And also to cut this negative trend is to limit all discretionary expenses such as consultants and overtime. And the July year-to-date results, our cash position on July the 31st, we had $713,000 are actually about $300,000 lower than the prior month. And again, that's because you're not doing fund drives during the month of July, primarily not doing fund drives. And KPFK enjoys the greatest cash balance at about $451,000 and is essentially unchanged from the prior month. And again, with KPFK, that reflects I think there was a little short, a couple of days, maybe a drive, but it also reflects that KPFK has in place the means to turn their pledges into cash. So that's the most important thing, is that in terms of getting the fulfillment rate at a high level. And the July results, again, as I stated, normally produces deficit spending, and like it was at KPFA in Berkeley, BAI in New York, and PFW in Washington, D.C. But those stations are particularly concerned. And the listener support revenue for KPFA was only $87,000, which is $170,000 worse than their budget. And I think this is also due to some timing on some of the deposits on the listener support that was perhaps received in the lockbox. And this is the analysis that Arlene had talked about, that we're really trying to look at KPFA much more closely. And also I sent out the interim general manager had asked what is the means to try to help this problem as we go into the last 2 months of the year. And I'd sent that out in terms of what they need to do to get there, to produce the surplus that is expected in the budget. And the way the budget was actually constructed last year was the surplus would happen in like the last few months. But, you know, we have 2 months to go and it hasn't happened. And, the listener support at BAI was about $70,000 worse than budget, and again, this is due largely to a continued lack of fulfillment of pledges. But BAI, with the new general manager, definitely have actions in place to turn that around. So that's really, really a positive thing. And with WPFW, as I noted, the station, I'll try to cut this down, but let me just note, WPFW transmitter failed. So as of the last day of their fundraiser, they had like a 5-day fundraiser. The transmitter was had been refurbished, and it was back at full power. However, they had some air conditioning problems, so it had gone down again, but I understand it's up and at full power now. But that was after their fund drive, so their fund drive did not produce the results that that we expected. And again, KPFA is the station that we really have to look at, because that's where the major reductions that were to take place in the budget for spending in both the salary area and in headcount had not been implemented and were being phased in beginning like in June and in July. And also in terms of with KPFA, in my steps to get things into better control and for us to be able to actually view what the status is at KPFA, it's like I think it had sent out that the business manager was not posted into the general ledger until like the very after the close. So therefore, you really don't have an idea. You can't go in and look at your general ledger and your payables to see, you know, where you are during the month, and that's critical at this time. And we definitely see that our payables are growing. I sent out a list of major payables to everyone, so you could see that, and that our legal expenses continue to grow. And our former counsel, his latest invoice has exceeded $100,000. And we also have legal expenses for our current counsel. So as we look at the expenses for the foundation and where we can cut, you know, we have to be careful not to let the legal expenses get out of control, too, because we could approach that level. And so the one-day Pacifica Radio Archives overall, they were successful where they were actually implemented. And I don't believe KPFA had a day for the Pacifica Radio Archives, but PFW actually had a day for them. And I guess when I talked briefly with Brian, I'm not sure they did, maybe about 10,000 or so. So the month of July, again, there was a deficit, and that was basically in the budget, but it was actually greater than budget. And the revenue for the total month of July was $700,000. And I'll just compare that to salaries and related expenses were almost $600,000. So that's only $100,000 between the revenue and salaries and related expenses, which were 82% of the total revenue.
In 1 month, salaries were $600,000?
In the month of July.
Were how much?
$573,900.
How is that possible?
That's because you have 5 stations in the national office, and
overall. Okay, okay. Sorry.
I had a feeling it was
for
KPFA, which we all reacted that way for a moment. Okay, thank you.
Let's keep going.
Okay. It's for everybody.
It's scary,
it's
but it's
everybody.
Not that bad, right?
Okay. So, like I said, we really have to look at the as we do the budgeting for 2011. We really have to look at the expense to revenue ratio and set up a basic minimum minimum amounts for that, in order that as we have months of fundraising and months where there isn't fundraising, that, you know, there has to be some type of you know, there has to be a limit in terms of how much the expenses can be a percentage of total revenue at each station. And summer fund drives, along with an early launch, which we're looking at an early launch, not only at KPFA, which was in the budget to start their fund drive in September the 20th, or I was also told the 21st of September, that other stations may be looking at that now, particularly with PFW, because of the transmitter failure in both the summer fund drive and also the spring fund drive. So therefore, in terms of reaching their audience, you can't ask for money if the person can't hear you, or there's problems with tuning in on the radio. So again, we're at a time where we really need to, I think, look as we are going to look critically. We'll start with KPFA, because in terms of the issues at PFW, we know the issue there. It was the transmitter, and also taking some, and also the level of expenses. And I think that when we go into closed session, perhaps we can talk some about that. But we really need to, you know, we had a management meeting today, a conference call, and you know, the business, or the way KPFA, the way Pacifica have established the means to fund our operations is by asking for donations on the air. you know, we would like to limit that number of days, but we have to raise the funds to cover the expenses. So there's like a real simple equation there that your revenue that you raise must exceed your expenses. And that's the way the budget will have to be done this year. And we cannot accept budgets that, you know, you look at the cash flow and you have negative cash flow to the end of the and positive cash flows at the last few months of the year. That is not acceptable. So I'm looking forward to the budgets and looking forward to, you know, for all of us to get together and really raise some of these issues that we can raise where there are specific issues that we can actually do something about and recommend in terms of our role as council and producing and helping to produce the budgets at the station, that we will have those things in mind. And so that's kind of it for the report.
Okay, are there questions for LaVon?
I, Alberto, on the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Alberto.
Quickly, within the diamond, how I know that at KPFT we had budgeted for our summer Cecil fund drive 150, and I want to say we came in 120, $30,000 short of our goal. How did, can you, LaVon, quickly tell us, or maybe some of the members can tell us, how which one of the summer Cecil fund drives went in relation to what the goal was and how much money was pledged?
I don't have that report here with me. I'd have to try to find it. We have someone in the national office that develops that report, so I'd have to try to find it here.
Maybe some of the members can give us that information just quickly. Just a one number goal, one number actual pledge.
I have for BAI.
Okay, great.
John has it for LA.
BAI, the goal was, I believe it was 550. It came in 414, 480.
Okay, thank you. Next signal. Let's move WPFW.
Well, I don't have numbers in front of me, but I just know that we did come under what we had set as a goal.
Okay, so that's fine. KPFT?
150, we brought in 120.
Okay, great, thank you. KPFX?
This is the last fund drive that we just completed?
Yeah, the little summer mini.
Goal was 275, we brought in 285.
Ah, cool. Okay, and for San Jose KPFK, John?
Yeah, the goal was 250, we brought in 200. It might be, that's close, it might be like 201, 202, but in round figures, goal 250, brought in 200. That was 185 local, 15 from Berkeley.
Okay, great, thank you. Okay, and then was there anything else, Alberto, before I move on to John?
No, that was it, just to get an
great
idea.
Okay.
Could I ask a question for the minute?
John's next, and then you want to be on the stack, Arpal?
Well, I want to be on the stack, but for just what we just did for the minutes, because this is going to have to go in.
Oh, go ahead, that's information.
What I got was, I have mine. Okay, I missed one station. Somebody said they were under goal.
Several were under goal.
Well, somebody just said under goal. Who
yeah, that was that was me. That was WPFW.
There you go.
But can I ask a quick question on that point? How long were your summer fund drives? Were they full pledge or were they mini drives?
Mm-hmm. They were all minis.
LA was a week. LA was 7 days.
We ran a full 10 days, so take that over goal with
skepticism.
Ten days for Houston.
Okay.
10 days.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering, because I know our goal was way lower. I mean, our goal, which we didn't even reach, was way lower.
And how many days were
it? We only did 5 days. So.
Okay.
And one day was the PRA.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm sorry. Houston was 9 days, not 10. Houston was nine days.
I have 9 also.
We win.
And WBAI, Paul, how long did you go there?
I guess it's
working about 19 days.
That's a mini drive?
Well, yeah.
BAI?
Yeah. I thought we were beating our listeners to death out here. Okay.
It ended on Saturday, the 21st, and it started the 3rd. I mean, am I wrong? Let me go look at look. I'll look this up right now.
It's like 15
The thing
days.
Is, before we leave 16, this 17, and
18.
Was it KPFK went for 250 and got 200? Was that it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Okay, thank you. Well, these are the kinds of things I think...
Arlene.
Yes, Arlene, please.
I do have the 3rd to the 21st up on my board for the BAI.
Okay.
And secondly, another issue in Washington was that they were still at very limited power. They had part of the first day at full power and then had to go back to their low-power transmitter. They're at full power now, but they weren't for the drive.
Okay, so that really would obviously very adversely affect any results they could hope to have even. So, okay, so that one's a technical scratch there.
Summer, Alex, can I be added to the stack?
Please, go ahead, Alex. Well, actually, you know what? I diverted. Is it directly on this thing we're discussing with the minis?
No, I wanted to ask LaVarne some questions.
Well, let me let John go next because he's next for the regular queue. This was just discussion on this one topic, and then you'll be the next person, okay?
Our poll wants to be on the stack as well.
And RPOL. Okay. Go ahead, John.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment about the drive. So that I made the comment already, so I'm done.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, thank you. All right, then, Alex and RPOL.
Okay. I was wondering, LaVarne, if you have any idea why it has taken so long for, in the KPFA situation, for the expenses to be coming down. This was mandated something like a year ago, and I know we had some management problems, but we've had a new management in place there since about March, and we still haven't seen any appreciable decline in expenses. The other question I had is about, you mentioned the mounting legal expenses, and I'm not sure, maybe this would be more appropriate in an executive session, you can tell me, but why are we still... increasing expenses to our former legal counsel. He's not doing any more work for us.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And we'd have to know which former legal counsel, too, because we have so many. Go on.
Well, I'm assuming it was the one immediately prior to this one. As mounting expenses from our current legal counsel, I was wondering if you had some ideas about what's going on there.
Okay. Well, for the legal expenses, in the package that I sent out, if I can pull it up here, I sent our payables, and it shows, let me see if I have it here. It this is just a summary, and it shows the amount of legal expenses that we currently have. And the difference with our former counsel, Dan Siegel, is that initially we had an invoice or a total invoice which was net of a credit amount, and then the last invoice we received had taken that credit out, and it was back to over $100,000. So,
that is probably a greater detail.
Yeah, well, yeah, we could, but you know, just in terms of I sent that information out, so that's available for everyone. That the total amount, but in terms of detail and why, you know, I really, you know, I couldn't even. I mean, I could guess, but I'm not going to guess in public session.
Okay, and current counsel.
I think I'm trying to pull up. Let me just pull up the sheet what I sent out, and then I can answer that question.
And we'll probably have to discuss that further also in executive session, since we can only go so far in discussion of any of these matters in the open session.
Okay. I have to find it. We can go on to the next subject while I
I think the other thing that, Alex, that you had asked was why management at KPFA had not taken action when the new management came into place in March in terms of reducing expenses there. Was that the gist of it?
Yeah, that was the question. Well, I hate to put my boss, my supervisor, as that's a long story, on the spot here, but she's there and she can speak to that.
Okay, so why don't we let Arlene answer that. Arlene, could you go ahead and address Alex's issue regarding the expenses is at KPFA while LaVarne looks for the matters that are legal?
Well, part of it is that we're incurring not only some regular expenses, but some of it is taking some time to take effect. But also, I'm waiting for a complete analysis, and we've had some problems with getting that.
And then I'm going to be coming down hard on that once I've got a complete analysis, and I expect to have that on Thursday.
And I'm sorry, you said you were having trouble getting that from whom? An analysis of the staff composition or issues at KPFA?
It's a combination of various people, and I can't really go into this on open session.
So,
but
okay, well, we have time in executive session specifically for KPFA's issues, so we'll take that up there, okay? Thank you, Arlene. And did you have anything further, LaVarne, on that? You know, we have to tread lightly on all these issues, obviously. In
right, because, yeah, so we can go into closed session on the salary, on the expenses as we go over KPFA's
and the current legal expenses as well?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, and we can have a brief discussion on the past due submitted invoices.
Okay.
All right. Our Paul was the next. I'm sorry, Alex, were you finished with, I mean, I know you didn't really get answers yet, but basically we'll have to.
Well, that'll do for now. That's fine.
Okay, thank you. Our Paul, you're next, please.
Okay. Went to the wrong place. Basically, LaVarne has just said that everybody has to have a budget where the revenues exceed the expenses. Realistically, I don't think WBAI is going to be able to do that. I think WBAI, if we're going to have a realistic budget, is going to have a budget where we're not going to have our revenue exceeding our expenses. I'd like it to be that way, but realistically, looking at how it's worked out for the past large number of years, I don't see that. WBAI is having trouble paying its bills while, in the meantime, paying zero central services fees. So if we, I think we need to say, we need to look at the reality of it and say WBAI, maybe another station as well, I don't know, WBAI is going to have a budget where, one, its expenses exceed its revenue, and two, it's either going to make very, very little or no central service payments, because that's been the reality. And I think we need to base the FY11 budget on the reality that is really hitting us in the head. I think if we were to somehow, I don't know how, you know, start doing what had been done in the past by some other folks, where I remember sitting at LSB meetings before I was treasurer, and people would say, well, you know, we look at the numbers, and gee, this is low. And somebody would say, I move to add $200,000 to the listener support. And that motion passed. And, you know, in those meetings, I hollered, this is nuts. So as treasurer, I have to say, I think we need to base it on the reality, because if we don't, we had the director of Pacifica Radio Archives in here a couple of meetings ago noting that a certain radio station from the East Coast isn't giving any central services fees, and that's hurting the Pacifica Radio Archives. And I think that if we start making believe that BAI is going to have revenues in excess of budget and start saying it's going to pay serious central service fees, that not only do we end up with everybody having to say, oh, geez, we got to, suddenly we are surprised we have to pay BAI's rent again, but we're also going to have the National Office and the Pacific Radio Archives saying, wait a minute, we're supposed to get X amount of money and we're getting like 80% X. So this is affecting us, because they're going to base their budget on whatever we put out for all of the budgets. And if you schedule in a station that's not going to pay central services fees as paying those, that goes into the other budgets and the budgets that depend on the central services fees, and they're going to have phony budgets. And they're going to, you know, do what they did this year, so they see you don't have the money. So I think that although Pacifica needs to, as a general, all of Pacifica needs to have a consolidated budget that comes up with the revenues exceeding the expenses, otherwise it's over. I think that for individual stations that have shown a long history of not being able to do that, that we need to be realistic and say what's really going to happen here, so that come December, January, whoever is treasurer doesn't get to say, geez, you know, looks like we don't have the money here, folks. What are we going to do now? When people start thinking of what to do then. I think we need to keep this in mind now. Plus, again, I'll make the pitch, we need to think of 2 years because of those maybe simultaneous moves that are happening at the end of 2012. So anyway, that's my pitch.
This is LaVarne.
Excellent, Paul. I love
Alberto on the stack.
Cold hard reality. Okay, LaVarne, and then Alberto.
The reason why I say that your expenses, your revenue must exceed your expenses, is that the national office does not have reserves to cover and to pay for the expenses that come out of the national office. You know, the satellite fees, our national program, Democracy Now!, our insurance costs for the foundation. There's, you know, that's what central services is not a convenience, or it's not, as someone suggested, going to reserves. It's to pay for these expenses that we are able to do in the national office due to economies of scale, like insurance, like the national programming, which is a contract that was signed, I guess, 9 years ago, Democracy Now!. And that's what central services are. So in order to operate the station, there are no reserves to cover there are no reserves to cover these expenses that WBAI does not contribute to. So, you know, if we face reality, the reality is that you cannot spend money that you do not have.
Amen to that. Okay, I'm going to put myself on the stack after Alberto.
I get on the stack again too.
Of course, Arpal. And are you done, LaVarne?
Yep.
Okay, great. All right, thank you. Go ahead, Alberto.
You know, it's I understand exactly what our policy is saying, and and I just need to point out that for many years, my understanding, I've just been in this committee for 3 years, but for many years, my understanding was that there were subsidies available from the National Treasury to continue WBAI's operations. And as yourself, Summer, as myself, and as you are, Paul, saw the last dwindling dollars going away 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
Almost 3 years ago, when there was no more reserves left in the national office.
Right.
Having said that, it is a very tough crunch that WBAI finds itself mm-hmm. in. But I cannot, I cannot see that we can continue operating in the way that that we have, and for us to accept the budget as you are proposing it, Paul, is us giving up on the concept that we needed to have a positive income over the expenses. And I don't know, man, it's hard for me to nod to your to positively nod to your statement. That's all I have to say. It's just very difficult for me to say. I cannot accept it. I mean, personally, in my mind, I cannot accept it. It doesn't, I don't know. Go ahead, Summer. I think you guys understand what I'm trying to say.
Thank you, Alberto. I'm actually going to pick up where you left off, and I think our Paul is just trying to bring the legitimacy of the problem to our attention.
And reality.
Personally go beyond that. I feel that, you know, we completely neglect to do our fiduciary duty on these boards on a regular basis, as far as I'm concerned, about all sorts of issues. And one cannot approve negative budgets. It's simply just not done. And I think facing the hardcore realities that, like, somebody a long time ago made a bad decision and sold the building in New York, and so they're stuck with a really bad rent situation, which is a fixed expense that we can't fix until we find some nice foreclosed radio station to buy and move them, you know, in, what, a couple of years. And in the meantime, we've got to keep the station on the air and the network functioning and all of our stations on the air. And one cannot miss this sort of bleeding budget gap out of New York that's been, yeah, this way the entire time I've been on this board, 3 years. I personally, and these things raise firestorms, but in reality, you cannot, as a business, allow one unit to bleed dry the network when all the rest of the units are also struggling in a difficult economy and there are all these various expenses. The most important thing, the most valuable things that we possess as a foundation are the licenses. And without a doubt, that's the thing that you have to preserve. And I would, frankly, turn New York into an archive playing station or a whatever station. I would fold the expenses down to what can actually be brought in with programming that we supply from all that, you know, and I know that's cool, but I would get rid of everybody but engineers that you have to, if that's what it takes to bring the budget in line until it's done. And then you put it back together after you're in a building and you've brought down those other major budgetary expenses that are just, they're untenable expenses. And I know these are like, you know, politically charged things, but I feel that like the situation there is so dramatic. It's not just we can't approve a negative budget, but these are ongoing issues that somehow have to be handled and contemplated and dealt with. And I also think that, you know, the LSB and the local finance committees, you know, it's not our job to approve bad budgets with unbudgeted staff or other expenses which are just out of control. It's our job to look at them and say, hell no, that's a bad budget and we're going to fix it and submit budgets that are reasonable in line. And I realize you have political things going on in New York that may prevent that, but I think our duty is to do the right thing, which is to preserve the network whole, including all of its licenses and all of its units, without creating a constant bankrupt crises fiscal situation where you're always on the edge of the precipice because there are unmet expenses that are never reached.
Alex on the stack, please.
No.
Arlene on the stack.
Thank you. Okay. R. Paul. R. Paul, then Alex,
yes.
Then Arlene.
Okay. Yes, it is difficult to accept. I totally agree with that. It's very difficult to accept. And I understand we can't spend money we don't have, and that is sort of my point, is we need to acknowledge the reality and that I've seen the draft budget, and we've gone over it a bit in the Finance Committee, and I've also seen the actuals, which we've all seen. And I see no way to make the revenue exceed the budget. Maybe some brilliant person will see that. That'll be great. And, but I don't see it. Nobody, the brilliant person hasn't come up to me yet. So, is that you? For instance, you can't cut jobs at BAI at this point because there's not much to cut. In fact, the last time we had cuts in 2 years ago, those cuts were done to a skeleton crew already, and they cut bone. The result was the person who sent out the invoices wasn't there. So the invoices didn't go out for 12 weeks after a thon, which means you're losing money right there. Fulfillment goes to hell. Business return envelopes didn't get done. So we had to send out, and when we got them, they were done wrong. So they were sent out without business return envelopes, which sent our fulfillment rate down. Stuff like this going on, I mean, you know, you can't cut staff, so what else?
The wrong person was dismissed. The wrong person was dismissed.
I'm not going to get into personal. I'm just saying you can't cut staff at the station because it's, you know, just barely functioning with people doing stuff now. And so you look at what other expenses can you cut, and they're fixed. You've got the rent. You've got all this other stuff. I mean, it's very difficult to cut our expenses right now at WBAI. The problem isn't the expenses. I will point out, if you look at the budget, we're pretty okay. We're not, you know, awful with the expenses. Where we have a problem is the revenue. Primarily, the problem is getting, community expense was a problem, but the bigger problem was listener support. And, again, fulfillment was a part of that, and I'm sure that we'll do much better with fulfillment this time, but I am really going to want to see serious numbers, and I realize politically this is something a lot of people don't want to, you know, that could be a problem. This could be a problem. I'm sure right now people are already posting how I'm terrible for this, saying this, but the thing is we have to look at reality because we have to look at all of Pacifica. I know that each of our stations is a part of Pacifica, and if Pacifica suddenly goes under, those stations don't exist as such anymore. So we all have to look out for it, and if the National Office and PRA are living off, like, the central services, and they think, again, if they think they're getting X, and they're getting 20% less than X, that's a big problem. So I'm just saying I want to see reality come in on here, and I think we need to do it. Otherwise, we are taking a terrible risk for all of Pacifica, which means all of our stations and everything. That's what I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you, R. Paul. Alex?
Yes, I want to strongly disagree with the comments from our chair. We are in a serious financial situation at WBAI, but cutting things, is not a solution. It will destroy the station if you make any further cuts. We really don't have much left to cut. What we can do is raise the revenue, and there's been a number of solutions that have been proposed, almost none of which have been implemented. We are beginning to raise the fulfillment rate thanks to some of the work being done by our new interim general manager, Bertolt Reimers. There's many other things. We had a promotional task force on the Pacifica National Board that came up with a lot of good suggestions. As far as I know, virtually none of those suggestions have been implemented. I would say that if anybody is dropping the ball here, it's the National Board itself that has really been asleep at the wheel while all these things are going on. We know we can raise more money. We even know how we can raise more money, but we haven't done it. We haven't implemented virtually any of the proposals of the promotional task force. So before you start talking about cutting, why don't we think about what we're not doing that we should have been doing all along? At the same time, I'm also questioning why we have a nationally increasing legal expenses.
Mm-hmm.
This is another area in which I think the Pacifica National Board has been dropping the ball.
I concur with you, Alex. I'm not disagreeing with any of that.
So,
I think
we have to really look. BI's problems are not just BI's problems; they're Pacifica's problems, and Pacifica's problems are the problems of its management and of the National Board, primarily. I mean, I understand we're in a difficult economic situation, and even with the best management, with the best National Board, we would be struggling. But decisions that should have been made have not been made. Other decisions that should not have been made have been made. I think there's been a lot of we've missed the boat in a lot of areas here, and that's one of the reasons. I don't want to go into any details in an open session right now, but that's one of the reasons why we're struggling more than we need to be struggling.
Point well taken. I believe I heard Arlene and then John Wanger and then Tracy Rosenberg. Was that right?
I was next.
I know you're next, Arlene. I was just trying to see. I'd heard a couple other voices. Was it John and Tracy?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Arlene, please.
Okay. You know, I have to be careful what I say in open session, but I do want to say that, number one, we are working with possibilities for doing some things to have a better situation in terms of the rent. That is one area that we can work with, and we're working very actively on that. Had another meeting on that today. Secondly, I had communication with Bertolt today over some of the actions that he's already taking in terms of some of the promotions task force recommendations and some of the work that he's doing in order to increase both the fulfillment rate and the testing some of the possibilities for increasing revenue. So we're trying to address this from both sides, and he's also looking at the budget very carefully, or the expenses very carefully, item by item, to see any place that he can trim even a few dollars, which he says there are just a few. There's not a lot, but a few.
Okay. Anything else, Arlene?
No, that's all I wanted to add there. I just wanted to add those points, because those are literally things that just were in the works today.
Well, that's encouraging, and anything that can be done to, you know, deal with some of those fixed expenses that are so large, I'm sure will help. And also the things that Alex said in terms of obviously increasing listenership and fulfillment, which is obviously the case. John, you're next, and then Tracy.
Yeah, three quick things. For BAI, what is the number of full-time equivalent employees?
Okay, right now that's a question. It's about 19, I think.
About 19, okay.
But it's 19. In fact, that is a bit of a question because I'm not sure it's 19. I think it's lower than that.
I'll have to find that too. I found the legal. I have a report on that. But my number is approximate too. But I can give you the number that we have.
And second question: when will we see the budget for BAI?
You want an
and the third question yeah. is, given that things go wrong, and for example, we're not seeing the Berkeley budget today. I think it'd be useful to have budgets prepared, more than one, you know, sort of standing in the queue, so that when something happens, like people get sick in Berkeley, that we could move on and look at another station. And so, those are my 3 points.
Well, R. Paul, you go ahead and answer, if you would, the question. Your budget
okay.
is looking like it's ready, and I'll take.
Pardon me. We've seen the WBAI draft budget, and we're going to be scheduling another. The Finance Committee's gone over it, and we're going to be scheduling another one soon here to go over it some more. And we're going, you know, the LSB meets in September. Supposed to be September 8th. That's what it's supposed to be. I don't know. We may be having more than one meeting in September for the LSB, so it can do this budget. So BAI's budget is probably going to come in before the end of the fiscal year, but not a whole lot before the end of the fiscal year.
Fantastic.
Point of information?
Yes?
So, by listening to your statement, R. Paul, I'm understanding that we will not get to peak at the BAI budget like we are doing with the other budgets, as suggested by having others in the queue. Am I correct that we're not going to get a peak at your budget anytime soon, R. Paul?
I think we are going to see it. It's going to depend on when the NFC meets. I suspect, my suspicion is that as we get into September, we're going to meet a lot more often, as we've done in the past. So,
how do you feel that coming
up? I think, yes. I think the NFC
this is
absolutely going to see
okay.
our budget.
Yeah, this is LeVar. You know, since Berthold have, Reimers have become the general manager there at BAI. Well, essentially, the first budget that was really done was BAI, but Berthold was not in the position at the time. And now that he's in, he's working with R. Paul and with others in terms and his staff, trying to determine exactly what they can present. So, you know, if Berthold, you know, and R. Paul want to present a preliminary before then for the NFC, although I know, you know, you could do it in closed session before the your LSB approves this, because your LSB, again, is unlike other LSB finance committees, contain people who perhaps aren't even members of the LSB. So there's, I would think that there are some issues there in terms of political issues that will perhaps keep this from moving forward as quickly as I'm sure that you guys would like it to happen. So again, we can request Berthold, you know, probably in the next two meetings to go over the interim budget. And as Arlene had pointed out, since Berthold was there, he is a lot of the proposals on promotions, like Alex has said, Berthold has had the opportunity to look at those and evaluate those and work with a number of people in terms of what we can do. But again, those would be opportunities to the BAI budget, because it's not proven. So, you know, there as I said when I started, we definitely think that BAI is going in the right direction, that the issues, the fulfillment issues, that it's just kind of like were not being done over the last 7 months, 8 months. Those are being, you know, Berthold is putting those things back in place, because actually Berthold is back in place. He was out. So, you know, there's encouragement, and R. Paul, you can perhaps talk to Berthold first to see if you would be willing to do like a preliminary look at the BAI's budget, perhaps in closed session, because it has not been approved by your LSB, like in the next two meetings or so. I would certainly like that.